Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Zuordnen is to assign. Zuordnen, to assign. How would you say I assign? Ich ordne zu. You see, zuordnen is a separable verb. Zu is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich ordne zu. I assign. How would you say I assign to you? Ich ordne dir zu. You see, to you in German is dir, the dative pronoun dir, the indirect pronoun, the dative pronoun dir, to you. Ich ordne dir zu. How would you say I assign to me? Ich ordne mir zu. To me is mir. Ich ordne mir zu. How would you say I can assign to you? Ich kann dir zuordnen. You see, here we're using two verbs. Ich kann, I can. Now zuordnen is again together in the infinitive form and kicked to the very end. Ich kann dir zuordnen. So in German we say, I can to you assign. Ich kann dir zuordnen. How would you say, what can I assign to you? Was kann ich dir zuordnen? How would you say, you can assign the project to me? Du kannst mir das Projekt zuordnen. You see, du kannst mir, to me, das Projekt, the project. We put mir before because it's a pronoun. Pronouns come first. So we say, you can to me the project assign. Du kannst mir das Projekt zuordnen. How would you say, I can assign to you the project? Ich kann dir das Projekt zuordnen. How would you say, you can assign to me the task? Du kannst mir die Aufgabe zuordnen. Die Aufgabe is one word to say task. Du kannst mir die Aufgabe zuordnen. How would you say, I can assign to you the task? Ich kann dir die Aufgabe zuordnen. How would you say, to whom can I assign the project? Wem kann ich das Projekt zuordnen? Wem is the dative question. To whom? So whom in English with an M at the end. Here also, wem. Wem kann ich das Projekt zuordnen? We're asking about the person to whom it is assigned. Wem kann ich das Projekt zuordnen? How would you say, you can assign it to me? Du kannst es mir zuordnen. Du kannst es, it. Du kannst es mir, to me. Du kannst es mir zuordnen. How would you say, to whom can I assign the task? Wem kann ich die Aufgabe zuordnen? How would you say, you can assign the task to me? Du kannst mir die Aufgabe zuordnen. How would you say, you can assign it to me? Du kannst Du kannst sie mir zuordnen. Notice, here in German we say sie, not es, it. Why? Because we're referring to die Aufgabe, the task. In German, it's feminine, die Aufgabe. So the correspondent pronoun is sie, she, because it's feminine. Du kannst sie mir zuordnen. So we say, you can assign she to me. Du kannst sie mir zuordnen. How would you say, you can't assign she to me? Du kannst sie mir nicht zuordnen. Well, actually, it wouldn't be she, it would be more her. You can't assign her to me. Either way, it sounds strange in German, in English. But in German, since it is female, we say sie, it's the accusative pronoun. Du kannst sie mir nicht zuordnen. How would you say, when can you assign the task to me? Wann kannst du mir die Aufgabe zuordnen? How would you say, when can you assign her to me? Wann kannst du sie mir zuordnen? How would you say, when can you assign the project to me? Wann kannst du mir das Projekt zuordnen? How would you say, when can you assign it to me? Wann kannst du es mir zuordnen? Here we say es, because it's das Projekt, neuter. Then it fits. Es. Wann kannst du es mir zuordnen? When can you assign it to me? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb joggen, to jog, like to run or to go for a walk. Joggen. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.